Hi, I'm Scott Miller, host of Career on Course, where our vision is in the coming months and years to interview hundreds, if not thousands, of career experts to bring to you all the details you need to make better career decisions for you. We will have piercingly insightful conversations with an occupational therapist, a software developer, a wind turbine technician, pastry chef, event planner, chief financial officer, a barber, you name it. If the career exists, I'm going to interview them and bring to you what's the day in the life look like? What are the ups and the downs? What are the interpersonal conflicts? How do you pivot out? How do you stay in? When people burn out, why do they leave? Every question you might have, I'm intending to ask a wide variety of career professionals so that this podcast can help you pick better. Let's get started with getting your career on course. Welcome back to the Career on Course podcast. I'm your host, Scott Miller, and the author by the book of the same name, Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. Today's theme is the fifth and final reason of why people get fired. And it's very simply, they have a victim mentality. They're a martyr. Someone's always out to get them. They're always getting screwed. It's always everybody else's fault. Of the many topics that I'm sharing on this Career on Course podcast series, I'm actually pretty good at lots of them because I'm 56 years old and I've been fired. I've been demoted. I've been on the receiving end of countless high courage conversations from leaders that told me, Scott, you're standing at a gas station and you're holding a match. Talk about an uncomfortable conversation. So I've made a lot of improvement in a lot of areas, but this is one that I actually find myself facing every day because as an entrepreneur, as an author, as a keynote speaker, as a guy who's a talent agent, I'm constantly reinventing myself and putting myself in very uncomfortable, high-stakes situations and hiring new people who may or always not have my level of commitment or experience or number of mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes, and so I have a pretty good antenna on what's coming up, and I find myself being let down a lot. And perhaps it's because either I haven't clarified expectations or my standard is too high, or I just hired great people who are not as seasoned as I am, as seasoned I am in successes and in messes. And so I'll admit, I fall into this category a lot. Woe is me. Why did this person think that? Why did they do this? Why did they not know to do that? How could they have possibly said that? What were they thinking? Can you relate to that? I think it's easy to get in that trap, especially if you're a high-performing individual. A lot of you are like me, and you have a relentlessly high standard for yourself professionally. I do. I rarely celebrate because I'm always on to the next thing. I'm not sure it's always serving me or others well, including my wife and my boys. The fact of the matter is, I have to be really thoughtful of how I find myself getting into the situation of having a victim mentality and to make sure that I don't set myself up for that. Sometimes it can be healthy, right? Sometimes you just need to pout. Sometimes you just need to say, what the heck were they thinking? But it's not a good brand. It's not a good default mindset. It's not effective. And it becomes a cancer on most teams and leaders won't tolerate it. I have terminated people that were very talented technically, but they just were a toxic cancer to the culture of the team because they were always in victim mode. They never took responsibility for their actions. They always blamed someone else. They were incapable of saying, I dropped the ball. I overslept. I phoned it in. I didn't care enough. Can I tell you, these are actually phrases leaders want to hear. We want to hear you say, I dropped the ball and phoned it in, and I know why, and I'm very clear that I own it, and I'll never do it again, and I apologize to each other. Leaders want to hear that. They don't want to hear a lie or some concoction of scenarios that are fantastical. If you don't want to get fired, don't have a victim mentality. If you like this episode, love to ask you for a five-star review if you think I deserve it. Please subscribe to the Career on Course podcast. Hit the button, subscribe, tons of great content coming your way, including interviews with people from all walks of life, every career possible. And hope you'll join us for the next episode where I talk about the top five reasons people get promoted. Thanks for listening to today's Career on Course podcast. I hope you are on fire. I hope you are inspired, focused, and ready for what is next for you. Perhaps you've had some clarity on a job you need to quit. Maybe you're enlightened about a career you never even knew existed, or you have key questions answered to make you focused on your next career journey. If you found the content of this podcast helpful, I'd suggest a next great step is to read the book that I've written called Career on Course, 10 Strategies to Take Your Career from Accidental to Intentional. It's available in hardcover, print, audio, and digital anywhere books are sold. We'd love to have you dig back into more episodes and refer any family, friends, or colleagues in case they want to get their career back on course.